Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it's not just Friday, it's Follow-Up Friday, where we dig a little deeper into some things that came up earlier in the week. We'll talk about two follow-ups. First, on Wednesday, we talked to a mosquito expert about the new urban Asian tiger mosquito. And at the very end of the interview, I asked her why it seems like there's always someone in the family who's a mosquito magnet. And this was her response.
Some people think they're a mosquito magnet because they're reacting more to the bites and they're not really more attractive to the mosquitoes. But there are, that being said, there are human odors that are definitely attractive to mosquitoes. Lactic acid, ammonia, things that you give, your skin gives off, chemicals your skin gives off.
Avoid dairy for the lactic acid?
No. That's not going
all
to
right.
make a
Professor
difference.
Laura Kramer from SUNY Albany, thank you so much. We ran out of time right at that moment on that question, which I know was unsatisfying if you're one of those mosquito magnets. So we have another mosquito expert here to follow up on this Friday and tell us why mosquitoes like to bite some people more than others. Spoiler alert, it's not because you have sweet blood, like your mother told you. Jonathan Day, professor of medical entomology at the University of Florida. Welcome to WNYC.
Good morning. Thank you.
So does it have to do with odors your skin gives off because of lactic acid and ammonia levels, as Laura Kramer suggested?
That is part of it for sure. There are a number of different cues that mosquitoes use to find their host to take a blood meal. Odor is one of them. Probably the most important odor source that mosquitoes use is carbon dioxide. All humans produce carbon dioxide. All animals produce carbon dioxide. The problem is that cars produce carbon dioxide, too, so mosquitoes have to be able to separate cars from humans. And to do that, they rely on other cues. And as Dr. Kramer said, lactic acid is probably one of the most important. That's the byproduct of muscle respiration. And so somebody who is going out for a run, early on in the run, they're not attracting very many mosquitoes, or early on in the stretching before the run. But once they get back, they are producing a lot more carbon dioxide. They're producing a lot more lactic acid because of the exercise. So those cues together are part of the olfactory cues that mosquitoes cue in on. But they also are very visual. And mosquitoes will fly low to the ground, and they will look, use the horizon, use contrast against the horizon to pick out a host that's moving or a host by color. And so that's why if you wear dark-colored clothing to that summer barbecue, you will be in a mosquito magnet. If you wear light-colored clothing, the mosquitoes have a harder time picking you out against the background. Mm. So vision, olfaction, and there's some evidence that mosquitoes can sense infrared radiation. They can sense heat radiation. Some mosquitoes can pick out that heat signature that warm-blooded animals produce. And so those three things together are what mosquitoes are looking for. And the reason that certain individuals are mosquito magnets, and all we have to do is go to a 4th of July barbecue, and we know that there are people there that are that the mosquitoes are attracted to and people that they're not, that has to do with metabolic rate, the amount of carbon dioxide that different individuals are producing. If you're producing more carbon dioxide, you tend to be a mosquito attractor or a mosquito magnet. If you have a low metabolic rate, you attract fewer mosquitoes.
Does that mean kids are more attractive to mosquitoes because they have higher metabolisms?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And then, and all you need to do is go out to the park with your kids and see how proportionately they get bitten. They're much more active and they're much more sensitive, and so the bites show up a lot more readily on kids. But definitely.
And just before you go, lactic acid, as the previous guest had said, has nothing to do with how much dairy you consume, right?
Right. That's the byproduct. That's a respiratory byproduct of muscle metabolism. So it has to do with how much you exercise.
Virginia on our Facebook page writes, "My husband tells people that if there are mosquitoes out, they should stand next to me because I will draw all of them away from them. I will get a million bites, and my husband won't get any." So maybe the best repellent really is just to choose a partner with high lactic acid and ammonia levels who runs hot so that bugs will bite them and not you. Good plan?
Good plan. Good plan, yeah. I'll use that the next time I go out.
Good. Jonathan Day, Professor of Medical Entomology at the University of Florida. Thanks so much.
Thank you.